This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the plight of lefties, and it has nothing to do with politics. First, this.
We'll hear argument next in Ayotte versus Planned Parenthood of Northern New England.
That is the new Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, opening today's arguments in the U.S. Supreme Court. The fact that the court has already released audio of these oral arguments means this is an important case. It is the first major abortion case the court has taken up in several years. It asks whether minors must notify their parents before the kids get an abortion. Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. She attended the arguments. She's with us now. Dahlia, there actually are two big issues in this case, I understand. What are they?
Well, the first issue is the one that's easy. That is, New Hampshire, like many other states, most other states, has a parental notification statute that requires doctors to notify the parents of a minor 48 hours before performing an abortion. Now, that statute has an exception if the life of the minor is in danger. It does not, however, have an exception if the health of the minor is in danger. So if, for instance, she would have liver problems or infertility problems in the future, the doctor must still notify the parents. The question is, does that lack of a health exception for the mother render the statute unconstitutional? The lower court said it did. The second issue is a very technical question, but in some sense it's much more important. It asks whether a statute, an abortion statute, has to be unconstitutional in every application, every set of facts, in order, and if it's unconstitutional under every set of facts, does it become unconstitutional? Or, as has typically been the case, if it's simply unconstitutional in some fraction of cases, is it unconstitutional? So it really goes to the question of, can these cases be challenged and struck down altogether, or does every single challenge have to come by every single young woman and her doctor time and time again?
Okay, so you heard the main arguments. Give us the one by the side supporting a parental notification, which includes both the state of New Hampshire and the Bush administration.
That's right, Alex. The Bush administration came into this case and argued for 10 minutes. Their arguments were essentially that this is an incredibly narrow fraction of cases, that in a tiny, tiny number of cases, we heard the number 1 in 1,000 today, a situation might arise where there's a health emergency and the doctor has to try to get a hold of the parents, that that's not enough to strike down an entire statute, which is what the lower courts did. So essentially, they said you cannot ignore the will of the New Hampshire legislature just for a tiny, tiny, and they kept using the word narrow fraction of cases where the health of the mother is implicated.
Okay, how about the arguments from Planned Parenthood on the other side?
Well, they argued that the mere fact that there is no exception for the health of the mother on its face renders the entire statute unconstitutional. Now, they have support for that in cases like Casey, prior abortion cases, and Stenberg, another prior abortion case, where the Supreme Court has tended to say, yes, if the statute is unconstitutional in some applications, it's unconstitutional altogether. So in some sense, they had the better argument, but it wasn't clear that the court today was buying that.
Here is something raised by Justice Stephen Breyer. He posed a hypothetical scenario that I think in some way sums up why the case is important. We'll just listen to this.
Let's imagine a real circumstance. A 15-year-old walks in at 2 in the morning on Saturday into the emergency room, and the doctor looks at her. She's pregnant. She has this very high blood pressure, whatever, and the doctor thinks to himself, well, I immediate abortion. No question. Immediately deliver the child. If I don't, I don't think she's going to die, but she'll never have children.
So how did they respond to this hypothetical?
Well, this is really the nut of the case, Alex. What do you do in these situations where the mother's health is endangered, not her life? The state of New Hampshire said, look, there's a provision in the statute that says you go to a judge in that situation. You pick up the phone, doctor, and you call the judge and say, she doesn't want me to talk to her parents. Can I get a bypass and perform the abortion? New Hampshire says that's very easy, a phone call away. Now, Planned Parenthood argued it's not a phone call away. Sometimes it can take days and weeks to get a hold of a judge, and it interferes with the doctor's basic judgment about what's best for this patient. Justice Antonin Scalia quipped in response to that, well, if he doesn't have time to pick up the phone, he probably doesn't have time to put his gloves on either.
Okay. Dahlia Lithwick at the Supreme Court today. She writes opinion and analysis for the online magazine Slate and comments on legal affairs for us at Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.